evening, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Boo for the week of March 4th, 2011. My apologies for the delay in transmission. It was a very busy weekend last week, and I decided I'd rather be in bed in a fetal position than cutting another History Mystery Boo last Sunday night. First on the agenda is a little cleanup. Two episodes back was the Alvin York boo. I was a little sloppy with my phrasing on the answer to the Alvin York rifle question. To be very clear, the so-called American Enfield was a British Enfield design retooled for the 30-06 round and produced in the United States for the U.S. Army. Thanks to Mr. Rich Lowe, who knows his rifles, for pointing this one out. And now for the answer to last week's question. Who was the only Roman emperor in history to be used as a footstool for a king to mount his horses with? For the answer, we take you back to the troubled times of the crisis of the 3rd century, when Rome endured a non-stop cycle of invasion, plague, civil war, and economic depression for almost 50 years. Publius Licinius Valerianus, who lived somewhere between 200 and 264 AD, commonly known as Valerian or Valerian the Elder, was Roman emperor from 253 to 260. He was taken captive by the Persian king Shapur I after the Battle of Edessa, becoming the only emperor to be so captured, causing widespread instability across the empire. Shapur is said to have publicly humiliated Valerian by using him as a footstool to mount his war horse. As with many events in the ancient past, there are conflicting accounts of Valerian's treatment under Shapur, some even stating that Valerian and his retinue were treated in relatively honorable conditions as captives in the city of Bishapur. So it all boils down to what ancient writings you're willing to believe. For the purpose of this boo, I like the dramatic interpretation. Thank you very much. Congrats and a big internet woot to Mr. Rich Lowe, once again, and Dr. Albert Nofi for correctly guessing the answer. Both answers were given on Facebook. No one seems to like the Twitter idea. We'll get there yet, I promise. Now for the next week's question, inspired by former Governor Sarah Palin. This is a history question that's really more of a geography question. What former Russian weather station and Cold War relic is perhaps the only place on planet Earth that is close enough for the statement, "I can look out my window and see Russia from my house," is actually true? Tweet your answer to HistMistBoo on Twitter. That's HistMystBoo on Twitter.com. Or you can answer on my blog, The Third Point of Singularity, or on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for the answer.